We're holding in Hilchos Tefillah, Perek Revi, the fourth chapter. That's on Daf Tes Vav in most of the standard Rambams. Halacha Aleph. Hamisha Devar Ma'akvim Esa Tefillah, Afi Shegi Ezmana. There are five things that are critical for praying Shemoneh Esrei, even if the time has arrived. You must fulfill these five things in order to pray. Otherwise you can't. Taras Yadayim, the purity of the hands, the cleanness of the hands. The kisu erva and the covering of the nakedness, the taras mokum tefillah, the cleanliness of the place of prayer, udvar machotzim also, things that are distracting him, the kavanas halev and the intention of the heart. The rabbi of this chapter will explain each of these five things. Halacha beis, taras yadayim ketzad, the purification of the hands. How so? Rochetz yadav b'mayim at a perek, he is supposed to wash his hands till the joint. Vakach his bowel and then pray. That means either the knuckles or the wrist. Hayim alach b'derech, he was traveling on the way. The gizman tefillah on the time of prayer arrived. For hayim mayim, he didn't have any water. Mayim beno avin amayim abar milim shem shmonas alofim ama. If between him and the water there was 4 mil, which means 8,000 cubits, halach ad makom amayim, he should go ahead until the place of the water, v'rochetz and wash his hands. Vakach his bowel. And afterwards he should pray the Shemoneh Esrei. Hayo benovi amayim yoser alkein. If there's more than a 4 mil journey between him and the water, mekaneach yadav b'tzror or b'ofer or b'kor or mispalel, he can just wipe his hands clean in a pebble or in earth or in a beam and pray. Lacha gimel. B'medvar mamurim. When do we say this? Lefanov. If it means, if it necessitates journeying ahead, if he, the place of the water is behind him, and he would have to go back, he's obligated to go back only 1 mil. If he would have to go back further from the water, in other words, he's passed more than a mil from the water, he's not obligated to go back, he just has to wipe his hands and pray. The medrash memorim, when does this apply? Shinamatar l'tfila ela yadav bulvad, that all he has to purify for prayer is his hands, b'shat filas, by the other prayers. Chutz mitfila shachras, except for the morning prayer. Abel shachras, but the morning prayer, rochas ponav yadav araglov, he should wash his hand, his face, his hands, and his feet. V'achach yispalo, and then he should pray. V'hai rochach min amayim, if it was far from the water, and k'nech yadav bulvad, he only wipes his hands, v'achach yispalo, and then pray. The Ravid says, "Vayidati ragov lama." I don't know where the Rambam gets that he has to wash his hands, his feet. The Kesef Mishnah brings down, in the name of the Migdal Oz, that the source is, there's a Gemara in Shabbos that says a person is supposed to wash his face, his hands, and his feet every day, because it says everything that Hashem made, He made for His sake. The Kesef Mishnah explains that the Ravid holds that that's not talking about an obligation. That's saying that one may wash himself daily, and it's not considered that he is pampering himself too much. And the Rambam holds that it is an obligation, and you should wash not only your hands, but your face and feet as well. Halacha Dalit. Kolas meim rochs and yedeim bulvad kitahorim. All people who are ritually unfit, all they have to do is wash their hands, just like the ritually clean people. Mispalim and they can pray. Even though they could go to the mikveh, will allow us to muslim and come out of their tumah, and the tefillah ma'akevah, submersion of the mikveh, is not mandatory. For the Ainu, we've already explained she'ezra tikein, that Ezra made a special institution, shalayikah balkeri bavad, that only a balkeri, someone who has had an emission of semen, should not read b'divrei Torah. You should not study Torah, achiyitvul, until he immerses himself. Ubezdin Sham to Achikan in a later court, Hiskino instituted, Afat Fila also concerning prayer. Shli Spal Balkari Bilvad, that only a Balkari should not pray, Achiyitvul until he immerses himself. Vilamad ne Tumav Tahara Nogaba. This is not because of the rules of ritual purity or impurity, because other ritually impure people can pray and study Torah. And the Kadesh Lo Yir Tamina Chachamim Mitsuyim Eitan Shosem Kitana Golem, so that the sages should not be found with their wives like chickens, like roosters. They shouldn't be overly involved in having marital relations. They should, since they know that if they do so, they will have to immerse in the mikveh till they can study and pray. For this reason, they instituted the immersion only for the Balkeri, the one who has had a seminal emission, and they made him different than any other kind of ritual impurity.
Before, in the time that this law was in force, they said, even a person suffering from a condition known as Zav, who had a seminal emission and became a Keri. Now, when he goes to the mikveh, he won't be purified anyway, since he is a Zav. Or, Venida Shapalta Shechva Zera, a woman who had a menstrual period, and afterwards she emitted some of the semen from the intercourse that she had with her husband previously. So she's sort of like a Keri, since she had an emission of semen. Even though, if she goes to the mikveh, she won't be purified because she's a nida. She's a menstruant anyway, and she has to wait for 7 clean days and so on. Or, Shameses Shurasa Dam Nida, a woman who had intercourse, who is also considered like a Balkeri, who subsequently saw menstrual blood, and is Tamei anyway. Still, Tzrichim Tefillah L'Kriya Shema V'Chein L'Tefillah. They would still have to immerse themselves in order to read the Shema or to pray. And they are Keri just because of the Keri part. Even though they are in any case ritually unfit. And so it is by right. For this immersion is not because of purity. It's because of a rabbinic decree that they shouldn't be constantly by their wives, as we mentioned before. The Rambam says that this institution concerning prayer has been nullified. Because it didn't spread out among all of the Jews. And the congregation didn't have the strength to fulfill this. So it was never totally accepted, and it was too hard for it to be accepted, and therefore the law is not in force anymore, and one can pray even if one is about Keri. Halacha Vav, Minik Pashut B'Shinu B'Sfarad. It's a custom in Babylonia and in Spain. Shin Balkeri Mispala Lacherochitz Kol B'Sar B'Mayim. That a Balkeri does not pray until he washes his whole body with water. In other words, even though they no longer require a mikveh, but they do require that he washes his whole body in water. As the Kesef Mishnah points out, this is known as Keri Ogzo, but a chole, a sick person who had a seminal emission. By mistake, he didn't choose to do so. Pater min rechitza. He is not obligated to bathe, to wash himself. There is no custom requiring that he wash himself before prayer. Similarly, if one is Tomei anyway, one is a Zav, who saw a Keri, or a Nida, a woman who is a menstruant, who emitted the semen from a previous relationship. In Behen Minag, there is no custom that they immerse themselves. Al Maknichen Atzmam, they wipe themselves, Rokhts and Yedeim, they wash their hands, Waspalalim, and they can pray. Halacha Zayin, Kisa Ever Ketzad, what is the law concerning the covering of one's nakedness? Even if one covered the genitals in the way that one does for reading the Shema, lo yispalel, he should not pray until he covers his heart as well. If he didn't cover his heart, or it's an accident, he has nothing else with which to cover himself, since he covered the genitals and prayed, yasi fulfills his obligation. But in the first place, lo yasi, you shouldn't do that. You should cover your heart as well. Lachaches. Taras makom hatfila ketzad. What is the law concerning the purification of the place, the purity and the cleanness of the place of prayer? Lispalva makom atinofes, you shouldn't pray in a place of filth. Lobimerchat's not in a bathhouse. Lobisakisi, not in a bathroom. Lobashwa, not in a garbage dump. Lobimokom shina becheskas tahara, not in a place that does not have a presumption of cleanness. Achiv v'kenu until he checks it. Kol shadav, the rule is, kamakom shenkom bal kriya shema, any place that you do not read the shema, and mispalel limbo, you do not pray there either. Shem shemachiki mitzom and miraglai v'rech ram and ames and marias ha'evel kriya shema, just as you have to distance yourself from excrement or urine or a foul smell or from a dead body or from the seeing of nakedness, when you read the shema, kach marchikim mitfilin, the same way you have to make a distance for prayer. Halacha Tes, if you prayed and in the middle of prayer you find the tzara, the filth, the excrement in your place. Hol v'chotah, because you sinned, the b'nei shalabad it by not checking, ashal espalo before praying, chos v'espalo b'nachem tzara, has to repeat his prayer and pray in a clean place. Hayom b'fila matzah b'kenegdo, if he was in the middle of prayer and he found excrement ahead of him, im yachal halach b'fanav, if he could just walk ahead, so that it be behind him 4 cubits, Yahalach, he should go. Loud, if he cannot go ahead, he said, "Kenal Sodom," he should go to a side so that the filth be on his side and 4 cubits away. Bemeni Yachal, if he can't do that either, Yavsik, he must interrupt and go away. Dorei Chachamim Lahayim Espalam B'Bayi Sheish Bo Shechar V'Lo B'Bayi Sheish Bo Murias The Yesi Pushal Meshurei Chorah. The great sages, some of the great sages, didn't pray in a house that had either beer or murias, a kind of brine, during the time that it smelled bad because of the foul odor. Avishamakam Tar, even though the place is clean, they prefer not to daven in such a place. Yudvar machovs him also keta, things that distract him. What is the law of that? Hayatzar from the kav lo yispalo, if he had to go to the bathroom, he had an urge to go, he shouldn't pray. Chalamtar from the kav of yispalo tlasa tueva, whoever has an urge to go to the bathroom and he prays, his prayer is an abomination. Bechozim yispalo achshiyasa tzorokov, he has to repeat his prayers after he goes to the bathroom. However, if he can hold himself in for the distance that it takes to walk 4 mil, then his prayer is valid. Nevertheless, in the first place, he shouldn't pray until he checks himself very well. He should make sure that he doesn't have to go to the bathroom. He should remove his different kinds of phlegm or spit, anything that confuses him. And then afterwards you should pray. Halacha Yud Aleph, Misha Gihek or Pihek Venetatish Bitfiloso. If a person, Gihek means either to stretch out or to yawn, Pihek means either to yawn or to burp, Nesatish means to sneeze. If one does any of these things in his prayers, in Ritzono, if he does it purposely, Hareza Maguna, that's despicable. Bada Gufa Kodim Shispalo, if he checked himself before praying, Ubala Onso, these things happen by accident, he couldn't control them. And the kachloma doesn't matter. It does not invalidate the prayer. Zdam l'rok b'tfiloso, if spit came into his mouth during his prayer, like a phlegm he has to get rid of, mavliyo b'taleso b'bigdo, he should throw it into, absorb it into his cloak or his garment. Mayim etzar b'kach, if he didn't feel comfortable putting it in his garment, zarko b'yado l'charov, he should spit it into his hand and throw it with his hand behind him. V'shalei etzar b'tfilo b'nin zatorot, so he shouldn't suffer in his prayer and not be able to concentrate properly. Yotzim in a ruch mumata, if he passed gas from the bottom, kishomim b'tfila in the middle of prayer, shlo daito accidentally, shoet shetichla ruach, he waits until the wind passes, b'chozo b'tfiloso, and then he goes back to his prayer. B'kishlozi ruch mumata, if he wanted to pass gas from below, then it's tzar harbe, and he felt very bad, v'ni yochlam at atzim, he can't control himself, ma'alach la'achra v'abamos, he should walk back 4 steps, 4 cubits, and he should wait until the gas goes away. Then he says the following little prayer. Ribon kol olam, master of the universe. It's a tonu nukov nukov mchalulum chalulum. You made us with different holes and different hollow places. It is known before you our shame, our humiliation. We are shame and humiliated when we live. We are worms and maggots when we die. So he acknowledges our human frailty. Then he goes back to 4 steps to his original place in the spala, and he continues the prayer. If he was in the middle of prayer and he urinated, the urine dropped onto his knees. He waits till the water stops. And then he goes back to the place that he interrupted in the prayers. If he interrupted the amount of time that it takes to say the whole prayer, to complete the whole prayer, then he must return to the beginning of the Shemoneh Esrei. If someone is urinated, he shouldn't immediately afterwards pray. He should wait the amount of time that it takes to walk 4 cubits and then pray. If after he prayed, you should wait a few seconds that it takes to walk 4 cubits before urinating, so that the words of prayer should stop from his mouth. You need a few seconds to make sure that the words are stopped. Tezvav. Another requirement is the intent of the heart. How so? called Tefillah Sheinu B'Kavana in a Tefillah. Any prayer without the intention is not considered a prayer. In the Spalo B'lo Kavana, if you pray without intention, Chozim Espalo B'Kavana, he must pray again, having the proper intent. Marta Daitim Shebeshes V'Liba Torah, if he finds his mind mixed up, his heart is mixed up, is not allowed to pray until he calms down and he can concentrate. Therefore, if someone comes from a journey, he's exhausted and doesn't feel well, he shouldn't pray until he calms down and he can concentrate. The sages said, you should wait for 3 days till he rests and his mind is calm, and afterwards you should pray. Tezayim. Ketzari HaKavana, what do we mean by the intent? He should remove from his heart all other thoughts. He should visualize himself standing before the Divine Presence. You should pause, sit a while before prayer, to concentrate with his heart. Then he should pray slowly, with supplication. Don't make your prayer like someone carrying a burden that he throws and goes on his way. Therefore, you're also supposed to pause and sit a little bit after the prayer to show that it's not a burden that you're just getting rid of as soon as possible. And then he leaves. The early Hasidim used to wait 1 hour before prayer, and another hour after prayer. The prayer of the Shemoneh Esrei itself would also take an hour. Loch Yitzayim. Shikar al Yispalo, a person who's drunk should not pray. Mishen lo kavana, because he doesn't have the proper intention. In Yispalo, if he prayed Tfilasa to Eva, his prayer is an abomination. Therefore, he should repeat the prayer when he sobers up from his drunkenness. Shotsoi, if someone drank but is not drunk, al Yispalo, he shouldn't pray. In the spal tulosa tefila, but if he did pray, his prayer is valid. Eiz a shikar, how do we define someone who's drunk? Zeshaliyachla davel lefnei melech, someone who couldn't speak before a king. Shosri, one who drank but isn't drunk. That means yachla davel lefnei melech fnei mishtabish. He could speak to a king and he wouldn't make a mistake. Afa became nevertheless hol b'shosri revius yain, since he drank a quarter of a log of wine, a certain measure of wine. Lo yispalo achiyosi yenem olav. He should not pray until he removes the wine from him. Loch yudches. You shouldn't stand up to pray. Not from the midst of laughing. Not from the midst of levity. Not from just idle conversation. Not from argument. Not from anger. But from words of Torah. Not from a law. Even though the law is Torah too. His mind shouldn't be mixed up and concerned and thinking about the law. He was studying an intricate and interesting piece of law. He'll be thinking about that instead of praying. Let me talk divrei Torah she'en ba'iyun, from words of Torah that do not require conversation, or concentration, kegon halachas psukos, like set laws, not the legal process, which you think a lot about and which you shouldn't do right before davening, but rather halachas psukos, set laws, like you study a Rambam or the Shulchan Aruch, you have the set laws, and that does not distract you afterwards when you stand and pray. Halacha Yutes, Tfilos HaProkim, the prayers that are said from time to time, not every day. Tfilos Musaf Rosh Chodesh, like the additional prayer of Rosh Chodesh. Tfilos Moados, the prayers of the holidays. So Lahasit Tfilos HaVarkach Omed Mespalo, he has to organize his prayers beforehand, since he's not that fluent with it, and then stand and pray. Kedesh Lo Yichoshel Bo, so he shouldn't stumble, make a mistake over those prayers. The Ketzav Mishnah brings a question as to whether we have to organize the prayer nowadays if we have the prayers in written form. The Ketzav Mishnah himself suggests that it's a good idea to check and look over those prayers anyway, even though we have them in written form, so that you should pray them really fluently. If a person was walking in a place of danger, like a place of bands of wild beasts and robbers, the time of prayer arrived, and he's not able to stand there and pray the whole lengthy Shemoneh Esrei. The Spal Baruch Achas, he prays one blessing. The Zohi, this is the blessing. Tzarcham Chisrom Rubim, the needs of your people of Israel are many. Without Torah, their minds are short. Yiratim Fnaf Hashem Lekeinu, may be your will, Hashem our God. Shetitim Lechalecha V'yachet Kedei Panasah, so give each and every one according to his needs of his sustenance. Ugvia de machsara, to each and every body according to its lack, to fulfill its lack. Atov v'nechaseh, do what is good in your eyes. Baruch atah Hashem, we bless you, O God. Shomea tefillah, who listens to prayer. Umispar alonso b'derech kishu mahalech. He can pray this on the road while he's walking. If he can stop and stand, it's better, easier to concentrate better when you're standing, you should stand. Once he reaches a settled place and he calms down, he's not in a dangerous place anymore, he returns and prays the Shemoneh Esrei as it should be, the proper regular Shemoneh Esrei, the 19 blessings.